Hello, welcome to the Thursday, July 10th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Stockholm, Germany. Got two great diaries from Daniel today about typo squatting and the lifetime of IP addresses. Typo squatting has always been a problem, and Daniel is reporting here about one case he investigated recently where he actually got a hold of email being sent to a typo squatted domain name. The problem he identified here that many of the emails that went to the typo squatted domain actually came from users at the domain that was being impersonated here. So what you can do, for example, is in order to prevent your own users from sending email to this typo squatted domain is, well, at least set it up in your internal DNS servers if you don't want to register all these domains yourself, which of course can be quite expensive and it's easy to miss one. The other thing that Daniel suggests is if you see a typo squatted domain like this, check if they do have an MX record, and then you can again look through your email logs to see how many emails were already sent to that domain. But one little word of warning here, you don't necessarily need an MX record to send email to a domain. You may also use the A or quad A record if there is no MX record defined for this domain. An additional problem here is also that many email clients, once you use a certain email address, do remember it, and the next time you start typing that particular user's name, it will automatically fill in the email address that is now, of course, the incorrect email address. Another little test to run: if you do discover a typo squatted domain, try to send an email to it and see if it forwards it actually to the legitimate domain name in order to transparently intercept these emails. That makes it a little bit harder for the user to detect that they actually used the wrong email, because the email will still arrive. If you do register some of these misspelled domain names, return an error message to the user. Don't just accept the email to not get them used to the wrong spelling of the company name they're trying to reach. With IP addresses, the issue recently came up with Microsoft announcing that it was running short in IPv4 addresses. So one thing that keeps happening, particularly with cloud services, but overall with dedicated hosting and the like, is that if a user gives up an IP address, it tends to be reused relatively quickly. So what may happen is that you had a server at a certain colo facility, you no longer need that server, you move on, and now what's happening is that the new owner of that IP address is still receiving your traffic. So whenever you do something like this, carefully plan it. First, take that IP address out of DNS, wait a while, then check that no more traffic arrives at that IP address before you give it up. Otherwise, the next owner of that IP address, and you have no idea who that may be, will receive your email, your HTTP requests, or whatever you had running on that particular server. And talking about intercepting systems and playing man in the middle, Google is warning that it found a number of unauthorized digital certificates that were validly signed with a certificate authority issued by the National Informatics Center of India. The problem with this is that at least the Microsoft root store does include the related certificate authority, which is the controller of certifying authorities in India. Other operating systems don't appear to hold this particular certificate, so they wouldn't be vulnerable. Only Windows does. In addition, Google points out that Chrome on Windows does public key pinning, which means that if you first visit a valid Google site and then later see the invalid certificate, then Google or Chrome on Windows should issue you a warning that you are reaching a bad site. Google is investigating, and by now the affected certificates should be in certificate revocation lists. Also, the certificates issued to the National Informatics Center of India have also been revoked. And well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.